Welcome back to the R14 Football Podcast, people. I am back. And before I go into what's going to be probably one of the shortest podcasts or Premier League previews y'all have ever heard, I just want to say I apologize for this podcast being very late, as I had a few technicalities again. And I know these technicalities are mounting up and piling up, but you know, such as, you know, when you deal with technology, these things are inevitable. So you can't really, you know, do anything about it, you know. And when technology decides that it won't work on any given day, it will not work. So now that it's fixed and it's working, I just thought, you know what, you know, should I do the podcast? I was thinking, or should I just let it, you know, should I just let it go and let the people watch the games? I'm like, no, let me do a podcast just to get people in the mood, because the Premier League is back in action, kicking again. We had the FA Cup midweek, you know, the FA Cup games took center stage, but the Premier League is back, people, and the business end of the Premier League season is well underway. Like last week, you know, there were Premier League games, and then the FA Cup took center stage for a bit, for a few days, but now the main tournament, the main competition, Premier League, has returned, and it's back, and I'm very excited for all the fixtures that will take place this coming week, and this week, and later on today. Some great clashes. So let's get straight into what promises to be yet another amazing weekend of footballing action. And as I get these fixtures ready for you, so moving on, the first game of the day, we'll see West Ham hosting Arsenal. You know, Arsenal, my team, it's been a lackluster month for Arsenal. You know, we had the FA Cup, we won our FA Cup game against Blackpool, very easy game, you know, played the kids won the game for us. We've tied Man United in the next round of the FA Cup, so I'm looking forward to that, a big game. And at least this time it's going to be at home. Huge game in the balance of things. But yeah, and the Premier League, it's been a bit topsy-turvy. The last three games hasn't really been good by Arsenal standards. It has been really poor. You know, Liverpool destroyed us a couple of weeks back, but we bounced back with an emphatic victory against Fulham. And hopefully now, going to West Ham, we can, you know, carry on that form. You know, the football we showed against Fulham, although it came straight after New Year's Eve, it was terrible. But, you know, this is what footballers are paid for, and they should go and try and get 3 points. So Arsenal will be away to West Ham. Well, if I have to make a prediction, I think that this game will be a tight affair, because West Ham obviously have been really good at home this season. You know, the players such as Felipe Anderson, Javier Hernandez, Marco Arnautovic, those players have been absolute revelations for West Ham this season. And don't forget that Andy Carroll is back. You know, this man has always troubled Arsenal, and he just comes back at the right time of when they're just about to face Arsenal. So Arsenal have to be on their guard. Arsenal have to play a game. Arsenal have to play the perfect game to avoid any mistakes, because, you know, look, since West Ham have moved to the new stadium, we have not actually done badly there. We won there a few times. I remember the one time we beat them 5-1. So yeah, we can win. So I'm going to go for an Arsenal victory. It's going to be a tight affair, though. I'm going to go for a 2-1 victory. I don't see a 5-1 here, but, you know, Arsenal, this will all depend on what Arsenal does, to be fair. Because West Ham, I know they're going to bring the heat. I know they're going to bring the passion. They're going to make it really hard for Arsenal. But this game, the success of this game will depend on what Arsenal do. Because West Ham can embarrass you. They can embarrass anybody. Remember, they beat Man United earlier this season. I think they drew with Chelsea. They're just a tough side to beat at home. So Arsenal need to be on their guard. But being a biased Arsenal fan, I'm going to go for an Arsenal victory 2-1. Moving on to the next fixture, Brighton, Hove and Albion will be at home to Liverpool, and that's a straightforward for me. I think Liverpool will continue their great form despite losing two games in a row, which we haven't seen in a while. You know, they lost to Manchester City and then being knocked out of the FA Cup by Wolves. That was something we did not see, but Wolves are very dangerous, those Wolves are a banana peel of a team. You know, anybody that faces Wolves this season will know that they are not, they are tough. They're not child's play, they're not here to mess around. Wolves are a tough team. We Arsenal, we couldn't beat them. Manchester City couldn't beat them, so they beat Chelsea. They beat Liverpool in the FA Cup. They are just a nightmare to play against right now, so everybody who plays against Wolves, beware. So Brighton will be at home to Liverpool, and I think Liverpool could just have too much for Brighton. I don't think Brighton will have enough in the tank to trouble Liverpool in this game, so I want to go for a comfortable Liverpool win of 2-0. Burnley will be home against Fulham, and this one is a big game, you know, in the battle for relegation, safety and all that. Burnley needing the points, Fulham desperately needing the points, as Fulham are right at the bottom of the table, you know, have the worst defensive record in the league, probably in the country as well. You know, it's very unusual. You know, although I like the football they're playing, they're scoring some beautiful goals, they're passing right, they're passing well, it's just that they cannot get the results, which is the most important stat in the Premier League. Results and wins, that's what keeps you in the Premier League. You can play all the beautiful football you want, but if you're not winning games, you're going nowhere. So Fulham will need desperately to win this, and Burnley being at home at Turf Moor, tough place to go, really really tough place to win games. So I'm gonna go for a draw in this one. Cardiff will be at home to Huddersfield. I think this is a huge game, another relegation six-pointer. Huddersfield and Cardiff also needing points there to try maintain their statuses in the Premier League. Huddersfield, although I feel, you know, they could get a point, some points here, I just don't see them doing so because they've been so poor. You know, one of the poorest teams I've ever seen grace the Premier League. So I'm going to go for a Cardiff victory of 2-1. But I could be wrong. I could be wrong, though. I could definitely be wrong. But we'll see. Crystal Palace against Watford. And this is another, I don't know, this game just spells draw for me. Because these teams are really experts in cancelling cancelling games out, because they're so resolute, they're so organized, and both teams won't want to give anything away. So it could be a difference. This game could just go down to who wants it the most. You know, it could be that one turning point in the game. You know, maybe a penalty or just the one goal that could separate these two teams, because I just don't see one team, you know, out muscling or outsmarting the other and winning the game comfortably. I just don't see. I just feel that it's one of those games that could lead to a very boring and dull 0-0 draw, or it could be one of those classics. It's got all the makings of being a classic, this one, because both teams, you know, they're a lot like each other, because, you know, they complement each other very well. They do things similarly, so it's going to be an interesting game. So I'm going to go for a 2-2 draw between Crystal Palace and Watford. Leicester City will be at home to Southampton, and I feel Southampton need a lot of luck in this game, because Leicester have been absolutely killing it lately, you know, beating big teams, giant killers of sorts, you know, very dangerous teams. Leicester are, I mean, they're like the fox. I mean, they are called the foxes, but they're like a fox, you know, ready to pounce, you know, just looking for blood. And Southampton right now are like a gazelle in the Serengeti about to get eaten, because I just don't see Southampton going to Leicester and winning. I just don't see it, you know, although they are capable of doing so because they have players who on the day could play well and get you results, but I just don't see it happening. So it's going to be a really tough one for them. So I'm going to go for a Leicester victory of 2-0. Chelsea will be at home to Newcastle. You know, this is a fixture where traditionally Newcastle don't have a bad record against Chelsea, But that record is when Newcastle play at home. When they are at Stamford Bridge, their record is horrendous. Terrible. You know, they've lost 7-0 at Chelsea in one stage, 5-1, another 5-1, another 5-1, a 5-0, a 4-0. Just absolutely dreadful. So I just don't see anything changing in that realm, in that matter. I just feel that Chelsea will have too much. Chelsea themselves needing to win after dull draw last week against Southampton at home. The Chelsea need to win this game, you know, to try keep momentum, try keep pressure on Tottenham, who's above them, you know. So they'll need to win this game, and they have to win this game. Newcastle, I don't think they have a prayer in this game, although the Premier League, you know, brings surprises. But Newcastle haven't done enough for me to say that they can go to Stamford Bridge and possibly get a point. I just don't see it. I just think Chelsea will have too much for Newcastle on the day. But let's hope we're in for a surprise. But if I have to predict, I'm going to go for a comfortable Chelsea win of 3-0. Moving on to Sunday's fixtures, Everton will be at home to Bournemouth. This game as well, you know, it's a team that teams that are really similar in what they're doing, in what they want to achieve. Maybe not the same ambitions, obviously, because coaches, managers, clubs have different ambitions. But, you know, Everton, you know, when you look at Everton and look at if you face Everton and Bournemouth, it's like they're looking at each other in the mirror, because they're like similar in terms of points, in terms of style of play, similar players, stature. It's just almost the same. They're almost identical twins. So this game again will go down to who wants it the most and who wants to win the most. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens. But I'm backing Everton, because at Goodison Park they've been fantastic this year. They've just been almost unbeatable at home. So I'm going to go for an Everton victory of 2-1. And on to the big one of Sunday, the big fixture of the weekend. This Sunday will be at Wembley, Tottenham Hotspur versus Manchester United. And everybody remembers the first game between these two was at Old Trafford, I think in the third game of the season, where Tottenham absolutely destroyed and annihilated Man United at Old Trafford 3-0. And that time was under Jose Mourinho's regime. And Manchester United, I would say this is probably the first big test under new management of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. You know, he's won a few games in the Premier League, but he hasn't really faced a tough and stern competition. Well, the competition is here. None other than Tottenham Hotspur. Can Man United continue their great form? We'll have to wait and see. I think I'm going to back Man United on this one. Tottenham, I feel, you know, maybe these are the kind of games where players will end up playing the occasion instead of playing the game. And playing the occasion in such big games is a very dangerous thing to do, because then you could be on the wrong end of a total annihilation, you see. So hopefully we'll see. I think I'm going to go for a Manchester United victory, something I usually don't do, but I'm going to go for a Manchester United victory, and I feel that they'll have that form, and they'll have that confidence from previous games, and also the new regime, new energy under Solskjaer. The players are really motivated. You could see, you could even feel it, the way they play, the way the players express themselves. Players like Lukaku finding form again, Sanchez playing well again, you know, even though it's been bits, but he's, you know, he's improving. Martial has been fantastic. Rashford is a new kind of player under Solskjaer so far. So it's a test for Man United, so we have to wait and see. But I'm going to go for a Manchester United victory of 2-1. And on to the sole fixture of Monday, another cracking fixture. Manchester City will be at home to Wolves. What a game that promises to be. You know, Manchester City, this is a potential game where they could drop points, you know, because Wolves are just tough, stern, you know. Every time they've come up against the big sides, they have turned up in a massive way. So if Manchester City really mess around, Manchester City haven't been messing around. I mean, they scored like almost 16 goals in two games. You know, 7-0 in the FA Cup, in the League Cup, I think, and then 9-0 in the FA Cup. Absolutely incredible, you know, against Burton and Albion. So it's going to be an interesting game, this one. It's going to be a test, obviously, for Manchester City, because Wolves, every game, every team that plays against Wolves is a test. So let's wait and see. But although, like I said, it's going to be a test, I just feel that Manchester City at home, you know, I don't see Wolves going there and causing an upset. Although it's possible, because Crystal Palace did it a couple of weeks ago. So it's possible, but I just don't feel that Manchester City can allow themselves again, after dragging cutting Liverpool's lead down to 4 points. I just doubt that they will want to drop points again, because Liverpool are definitely going to beat Brighton this weekend. So the least Manchester City can do is win as well, to keep the pressure on. Because if you beat Liverpool, cut the lead down to 4 points, and then go lose the following week, then you've basically done nothing. So I feel that Manchester City will win this game. I'm going to go for a 2-1 deficit. So, this game is a Sunday. Well, I mean, it was Sunday. Those other fixtures were Saturday. This is Sunday's game. Sole game of the weekend. I don't know what I was looking at. So that was Sunday's fixture. Monday's fixture. No, there aren't any games on Monday. So basically, yeah, so these are the fixtures. Sunday's fixtures was Everton versus Bournemouth, Tottenham against Man United. Those are the games. So yeah, so people, enjoy the weekend's games, enjoy the fixtures. I hope you will catch all these games starting later on today, as I mentioned. And I want to apologize once again for this very short podcast. As I said, I had a few technicalities, but you know, it's fixed now. So yeah, people, thank you once again. Happy New Year once again to everybody. For those of you who are following me for the first time, Happy New Year. I hope this year we're gonna make some magic. Our podcast, I'll have a lot planned this year, and eventually I'm not gonna just keep it solely on football, but we're going to develop a lot of topics within sport, within life in general. It's going to be a very interesting year. I'm very excited. So just keep posted, you know. I'll keep you guys posted, and let's make some magic together. So thank you very much, people. I hope you enjoy the football coming up this week. So stay blessed, and I will see y'all later.